Welcome to The Pragmatic Pagan. Here we explore an inclusive pagan path via science-based witchcraft, no deities included. With a focus on nature and energy, this spiritual practice is centered on lunar tides and seasonal cycles. Check the link tree in the bio for lots of great resources. Merry meet all. This podcast is recorded on the homeland of the Duwamish people, and more broadly, the Coast Salish people, as well as many other indigenous tribes that make their home here in the Pacific Northwest of America, past, present, and future. As a spiritual being and steward of this land that I call home, I feel honored with the responsibility of caring for this piece of our planet. Please take a moment to join me in honoring the original stewards of the land on which you are residing, and a moment of gratitude for the earth itself and the bounty it provides. Please join me in words that work for you. To the ancestors that hold this ground, and for those spirits yet to come, may you fill me with guidance as I learn my place as a steward of this land and its creatures. In the gift of this role, I hold gratitude for all that surrounds me, for the water which cleanses me, for the earth's fruit which nourishes me, for the air that breathes life, for the fire that warms as it burns, and for the divine cosmos within. I am a child of the universe, at one with the trees and the stars. May the tides of the moon fill me with silver and the sunbeams tint me in gold. From light to dark, from birth to death, spring to winter, new moon to full, and back again. It is a beautiful world, one worth protecting. This I will. As within, so without. As above, so below. As I am, so mote it be. The Pragmatic Pagan participates in Real Rent Duwamish as a way to compensate for the land that was stolen through violence and broken land treaties. I encourage you to look into and participate in Real Rent programs that support Indigenous communities in your area. I also encourage you to take an active stance in environmental issues, both at home and worldwide. Our planet needs its stewards, now more than ever. It can be as simple as picking up trash in your neighborhood, using less water, and buying local goods. Check out the link tree in the bio for more great ways to connect with our planet and give back. We come from the earth. Our bodies are creatures of the lands and loam. We flourish off nurturing the land, and in the end, our skin returns to the soil. As you stand outside, you might feel this tug to connect, to become closer with. Some witches surround themselves in nature, finding deep wilds where they can immerse. Others find this connection while tilling soil and planting seeds. Others through deep connection with the plants and animals that surround us, pets and potted plant alike. We connect through things like foraging and bird watching. Others put sock or skin to ground to connect simply, earthing. We are part of Earth's natural cycles, and the call to be close to that etheric home is something we often feel, even if all we feel is its absence. As part of a holistic energy practice, it's important to foster and develop this connection with planet Earth. And one of the many ways to do this is through the meditation and spiritual practice of grounding. Grounding is a way to connect deeply, ourselves and the Earth. It asks that we envision this connection as conduits between earth and sky, helping to continuously recycle, shift, and transform the energy around us. With foundations in earth-based indigenous and Chinese practices, albeit under different names and references, grounding has long brought health and wellness benefits, as well as a deeper sense of inner calm and connection. It's an ancient practice because it works. From a witchcraft perspective, grounding allows us to return excess or unwanted energy back to the source, to be replenished and neutralized. At the same time, grounding fills us with that neutralized energy that we can then use to balance our internal energy scales. Feeling sluggish? Grounding may help bring up your energy level. Feeling overwhelmed? Ground to shake off that excess energy. For this reason, many practitioners consider it an essential part of their circle and spellcasting practices. Often performed after a spell or ritual to give back any unused or excess energy, it can also be used as part of a cleansing practice to recycle the energy. And that being said, I know many practitioners who use it pre-ritual to shake off the outside world and ground that energy so that they can fully step into their spiritual selves. I recommend trying it at various times, and you may find that when you apply it depends on the scenario or ritual at hand. Many think of grounding as a basic skill, one to be taught first, and it certainly can be. But because of the potential here, grounding, to me, comes with some responsibility. For that reason, I don't always put it front and center. Grounding taps into the world around you, but you have to be ready to circle that energy back, to give more than you take. It provides a resource of energy to draw upon, not just what you can bring to the table through movement and energy raising, but a deeper connection with the elements. It can give a lot of oomph to spellcasting, a little that of that secret ingredient mix. Grounding can become a personal resource as well, for those that are often overwhelmed by energy from others, from anxiety, from life. Grounding provides a way to replenish yourself and funnel that excess energy back into the earth in a way that neutralizes the energy and restores balance. Okay, but what is grounding? It is a meditation that focuses on visualizing or working your energy down into the earth and then cycling that energy back up to be released into the stars. All practitioners will do this differently, and some will only ground down and not up. Personal preferences. No right or wrong here. So let's get to it. In the following meditation section, we will release our excess energy and replenish ourselves from the deep earth. Find a place that is quiet and relaxed. If you can actually be in contact with the earth, that is always an added bonus. But you can ground from any location. You will want to be in connection with the floor if possible, even if you are in a building. Settle in, make yourself comfortable, and close your eyes. As you get comfortable, aim to have some part of your body in contact with the floor. You want to really feel into that connection. Focus on the weight of your body on that contact. As your breathing slows, you can focus your inhale and exhale on this spot, on this contact, breathing in and through it. Breathing in and out, focusing on that contact. Sink your breathing so that you're breathing through your belly. Slowing your breath so that you can feel your belly expand and contract. Now begin to visualize your internal energy moving with your breath, a column of energy that radiates from your centers into a pillar of light at your body's core. Breathe into that light. What color is it? What sensations does it bring? Put your attention and presence on this light. Then, as you exhale, imagine that light energy moving further down, down through your belly, down through your pelvis, down through your contact, through the floor, forming veins and roots as it branches off from your body, down through the floorboards and building, through the base of your home. And imagine the moment it makes contact with soft dirt and cool loam. The joy, the relief, the connection. Sit in that moment and begin to visualize your energy as roots continuing down and through this soft earth, creating pathways through the dirt, through ancestors and sediments. Visualize these tendrils and roots connecting to you, grounding you here to earth. Sit with this energy. Begin to feel and visualize it. Let it begin to take shape, color, form in your mind as you visualize this deeply rooted connection between your beating heart and the hum of our earth, as though we are a flower or a tree reaching deeply for nutrients. Sit here a moment, breathing with the earth. When you are ready, begin to sense the potential of this energy. Begin to understand and have the ability to pull from this energy, sending it back up through the roots and veins, up through our body's energy points, and transforming with your intent as you go. Up, up, and out. Releasing into the ether, letting that intent sail into the world packed with a punch of energy. Let this energy sail into the stars with the whisper of your love imprinted in its chemistry. Then it is key, lest the excess energy go wayward or make you ill. Return any unused energy back down through those energy points, down through that contact with the floor, and down, down the veins and roots, giving back to the earth, transformed by its passage through you, a conduit. Let this energy give back, replenish the well from which it took, leaving you balanced and whole. When you are ready, begin to sense the potential of this energy, the ability to pull from this energy, sending it back up, up through the roots and veins, through your body's energy points, and transforming with your intent as you go, up, up, and out. Releasing into the ether, letting that intent sail into the world packed with a punch of energy. Let this energy sail into the stars with the whispers of your love imprinted in its chemistry. Then, it's key, lest the excess energy go wayward or make you ill. Return any unused energy back down through your energy points, down through that contact with the floor, down, down through the veins and roots, giving back to the earth, transformed by its passage through you. A conduit. Let this energy give back, replenish the well from which you took, leaving you balanced and whole. Pragmatic pause. Wait, so visualizing something is actually going to do something with my energy? Short and long of it, yes. Or at least according to Tony Robbins. But all joking aside, our attention to something creates energy patterns both internally and externally. So by using a visualization to move our energy around, we are using our focus to essentially direct traffic. Check out the resource button on the link tree for more info. And if you picked up my recommended reading, The 12 Wild Swans by Starhawk and Hilary Valentine, they offer a great introduction to this practice as well, found on page 13, as well as a beautiful Tree of Life meditation. Let's talk general energy. Now, I know a lot of meditation, visualization, and energy work can sound, well, a smidge over the top. And it can be. Witchcraft definitely focuses on the awareness and manipulation of energy resources, which means it can fall into the take it or leave it category. That being said, I highly recommend giving it a try and see how it works for you. Just having something to focus on may make meditation that much more easy for you. And if it doesn't work, then it is completely okay to leave the energy work out of your pagan practices. There are plenty of ways to engage with and revere nature without taking that leap. Do what works best for you. Remember, you can be pagan, but not a witch, and you can be a witch and not be pagan. However, the two practices often fall naturally hand in hand. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Pragmatic Pagan. Find this podcast helpful? Then please consider sharing this resource with others. As always, please reach out with any questions or stories you are willing to share, and stay connected by joining me on Patreon or on social media. Links are in the bio. Oh, and don't forget, by following me for free on Patreon, you get access to podcast transcripts and other great free content. Thank you for listening. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, until we merry meet again.